This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm all right. I've had a rough night. It's only been a few hours since Zeb left. He left at like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And in that 2 hour time span, I had to give my son a haircut, which goes over about as well as a cat baptismal for a toddler. And simple instructions like, please hold still, get repeated. I mean, and you can't say to them in a way that effectively matters, I'm holding a pair of goddamn scissors, hold the fuck still. Because the reference to the scissors matters not, because they don't understand that sudden movements could mean I stab them in the face or something, you know?
I think those scissors they give them at school that have the rounded edges.
Yes.
Kind of give them a false sense of security when you say scissors.
Yeah, I think so too. It's such a it's a bullshit move by the schools to protect their insurance coverage.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they present a false reality to the children who use them. So I'm not saying I'm anti-safety scissor, but what I am saying is my son does not know that that shit is sharp. He's like, I'll use the scissors, and I'm like, you won't, because you're four.
Yeah,
so no. But yeah, his haircut, it turned out all right. It turned out like a home quarantine style haircut, you know.
I mean, that's all you can ask for, you know.
It's better than that summer that we went up to the mountain and yes. he had suddenly turned his head while
yes.
I was. Yeah, I was grooming his ears with no guard on my clippers, and I have like the, you know, the wall clippers that are like the same that they use at the salon, or you know, like a hair master's or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing his ears like and there are ear guards, just to be clear. There are ear guards that are tapered so that when you go around the ear, they work.
Mm-hmm.
But that day, they just, I don't know, they wouldn't really get in there. So I was like, hey, hold really still for mommy. And he was holding really still. And I was like, this is working out well. And I got done with his left ear and I went around to the right side. And he suddenly, I was like, okay, we need to hold really still again. And he was like, okay, I got it. And then all of a sudden, he just like turns his head to the left. And there's just a line. Bald line straight across the back of his head. And I was like, maybe I can turn it into a zigzag and this could be a thing. That turned out terribly. So I was like, I have to shave this kid's head straight down to nothing. But I mean, thank goodness it was summer.
It was summer. And he pulled it off. He was super duper cute.
I mean, regardless, the kid's got a face made for movies, you know.
He does.
I always say, like, my face is my money. Like, from the neck up, it's money. This kid, he's so cute. I just don't even care. He's the cutest kid alive. No offense to other people who have children or whatever.
Or whatever.
You know.
The well, millions. I don't, so I can't take offense.
Thank you, Jessica, for being so pro my child.
Oh, man. So, I'm shivering. Like, I hope that people can't hear my teeth chattering.
I mean, I can't hear your teeth chattering.
All day today, I have been so cold.
It sucks. I think what really sucks is I always thought that I hated being hot because I was like, it's not as easy to, like, cool down when you're hot as it is to like warm up when you're cold.
Right.
I think that really just depends. That's circumstantial, man.
I mean,
because
yeah.
So I've been here in my 30s, and I read that it can be an iron deficiency, or it can also be an iodine deficiency, which I didn't know that was a thing. In your case, it's probably just circumstantial. But there are times where I start getting so cold, I've like got the heat turned up. I'm sitting right next to our gas fireplace, and Zeb's like, it's boiling hot in here. And I'm just like, I'm fucking freezing. And he's like, then you need to go get in the bath. And my bath water now is would basically boil other people to death, I think. I think it's not even like a frog in the pot situation either, because I get in when it's like, I get into like a full filling. Bath. Yeah, yeah. I can't. It's not like I just get adjusted to the temp. I have adjusted the temperature and decided to scald myself. And it's still, I'm like, this could be hotter. What's up? There's something wrong with the water tank. And so like, there's nothing wrong with a hot water tank. You're weird. You need to get your circulation checked out.
I'm totally missing a tub. Like,
yeah,
I only have a shower, and
I can't do that. I have to bathe. I love to bathe. It's funny. My family in Canada, they say bath instead of bathe. Like, they use the word bath as a verb instead of saying like, oh, go have a bath. My aunt will be like, oh, go bath. It's funny because it's totally just like a regional thing.
I do that with stuff.
You do?
Yeah, like, and it's not, I mean, it's just my own whatever. It's like when somebody's, especially with the state we live in, like, to me, we don't live in Washington. We live in Washington.
Yeah.
Or when people say they're going to go wash some clothes.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to go wash them.
Yeah. I don't. Grandpa would sometimes throw that R in there.
I don't know where that comes from.
I don't get it. I don't understand. Where are we getting this R?
Whereas,
and also, I'm going to just put this out there, because I have been saying this for years, and now I finally have a platform where I feel I can express myself.
Yes.
First of all, the word sherbet, and I am talking about the frozen dessert. You know it, you love it, you've had it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't love it. I don't really care. It's sherbet. You know what I'm talking about, hopefully.
Yes.
It's somewhere between the consistency of like a gelato and an ice cream. It's
yes.
Generally fruit in flavor.
Yes, I like raspberry.
I'm a huge proponent of just the traditional orange.
But orange is good.
Yeah, orange is good, but I also like the raspberry lime, take it or leave it. You know what I mean?
What I don't like is seeds in it.
I don't like that either. Why are we doing that?
I don't know. If you're going to put the raspberry seeds in, I'm out.
No, yeah, me too. I don't like it. I don't need surprise consistency in something I thought was going to be smooth.
Yes, agreed.
So, okay. So, but anyway, that word sherbet,
mm-hmm.
we have given it an extra R. It's sherbet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Bert. It's not Bert and Ernie. Okay. It's sherbet. And by the way, it's sherbet, but I'm not going to get that. I'm not that crazy, but I'm just saying like it's sherbet. So why are we this extra R? Where are the phantom R's? We just throw the phantom R's in whenever we feel like it. Then the R loses its meaning, Jessica, is all I'm getting at the fact that the R loses its meaning.
There's so many words we could do that with, though. Like, I don't. It's funny that I correct people in my mind because I say things wrong, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you do it or not, and I don't want to say it and encourage you to say it the way I say it, but like, you know, cows give us this, and it's in a jug, and you call it
milk. Right.
I totally call it milk.
Milk. I know you do.
Milk.
Because in my mind, you've said milk with an E 1 million times, and in my head, I've thought milk. It's milk.
Milk. And also,
I don't say it out loud, I just think it to myself. she means milk.
Yeah, I'm talking about the milk.
There's no milk.
Mom does it too, and my dad corrects us, and we're like, yeah, I know, that's what we said, milk. Another thing that I do that it was brought to my attention by somebody, and I was like, huh, I don't know why I do that. Like, I spell it correctly. I go downstairs, or I go downtown.
Oh.
There's some tea that pops up in there. Downstairs. Downtown.
I got turnt downtown. I know that there's words that I pronounce really weird, and then there's also words that I pronounce wrong because of the regional disconnect. So, and I correct myself depending on where I am. I will correct myself. So, you know, gutters on the side of your house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not for nothing, but in Canada, they're called eaves troughing.
Okay.
I know that sounds weird, but think of like a trough, right?
Yeah.
So it's a trough for the eave on your house, right? So it makes sense. Yeah. But when I say it to anyone here, they're like, the fucking what? And I'm like, I gotta call somebody to clean out the eaves troughing so Zeb doesn't try to get up on a ladder like he's fucking Captain America. And break his neck and leave me alone with this thing who I can't even for 2 hours, just the haircut and a bath was like hell on earth. Oh. Holy Trinity it took just to get this kid into his pajamas after that. And then the meltdown at bedtime. Holy Moses. It was a nightmare. So yeah, he can't be on a ladder cleaning out the eaves troughing because he's going to fall. And then just like, first of all, that was a whole other tangent about your child. But second of all, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm like, the gutter.
Straight out of the gutter.
Yes. I also say, I say garage. I say garage because that's in Canada. That's how they say garage in the Midwest portion where my family is from. Okay. They say, just go out to the garage.
Oh.
Or, no, we have the other freezer. It's out in the garage. And so, so I say it, and then I'm like, I'm sorry. Garage. Like, correct myself, you know? Because people look at you when you, I thought that everyone understood that macaroni and cheese was interchangeable with Kraft dinner. Until I was like 11. So my mom called it mac and cheese. But when Jenny or I would call it Kraft dinner, she would be like, okay, yeah, I'll make that. Like, she didn't correct us and explain to us. Like, people here don't call it that.
Right.
And so I was over at my friend Stephanie's house, who lived a few doors down. And
like three doors down?
No, we're not. That's, you know what that is, Jessica? That's my kryptonite. I thought that was a good joke. Yours was punny. Mine was funny. Whatever. It's good. We're over it. We're moving on. But we were. I was over at Stephanie's house, and her mom was like, "What do you guys want for dinner?" And I was like, "Oh, can we have Kraft dinner?" And they were like, "What?" And for some reason, mac and cheese or macaroni and cheese was escaping me. Like, I know those, I know they're, in my mind, they're interchangeable at 11, mm-hmm. but for some reason I couldn't think of it. Like, I couldn't think of mac and cheese, and I was like, Kraft dinner, you know, the noodles that are cheesy. And they're like, what? like they're just looking at each other and then looking at me like, Stephanie, we've been telling you this girl is something weird and you just keep bringing her over here. And I'm like, craft dinner. Like the noodles are all kind of bent and they've got holes in them. So think about that. Just try to put that in context without understanding what I'm talking about. I'm talking about macaroni, but they don't know. I'm saying the noodles are kind of bent and they've got holes in them. And I want you to make me craft dinner. And it's noodles that are cheesy. Her mom just looked at me, I swear, for like 10, 15 minutes. And finally, I was like, where's the pantry? So she takes me over to the pantry and I pointed to the box of Kraft macaroni and cheese because it's Kraft brand.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, are you talking about macaroni and cheese? And I was like, mac and cheese.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, they were just all looking at each other. Her dad, her mom, Stephanie even was like, this is why at recess I play with other girls. You're weird. I also thought Kool-Aid and the word freshy were interchangeable for way too long. Because freshy is like a brand of Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay. That
either exists or used to exist in Canada or like the Midwest. Like, I'm not sure if these things are Canadian specific or Midwest specific. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, but at any rate, it doesn't matter. My Auntie Monique always called Kool-Aid freshy. And we spent our summers there in Winnipeg with my dad, but he still had to work. Like, he had a job. And mm-hmm. So my Auntie Monique would watch us during the day. And Auntie Monique would say, do you want Auntie to make you some freshy? And of course we did, because it's delicious. Who doesn't love Kool-Aid?
Right.
That's delicious. Mm-hmm. I want that right now, actually, just talking about it. I've got some red wine here, and it's not hitting the spot. It's not as refreshing as freshy.
I have some Kirkland purified water, so.
Girl, you're hitting it hard. I've been telling you. Anyway, we got the kid a new bike, and we're gonna have to stay up late on his birthday is over the weekend. We're gonna have to stay up late on one of the nights and put it together.
I don't know,
because here's the deal. Zebulon doesn't believe in training wheels.
Uh-oh.
I know. Don't even get me started. It's a whole conversation.
That gives me anxiety. I had a training wheel malfunction.
Oh, you did? Oh, no.
Yeah, you were there.
I was.
Yeah.
I was too little to remember what happened.
Well, somebody decided it was time for me to take my training wheels off.
Who was the somebody?
I don't know, but I know that Grandpa's the one that took them off. I don't know if it was like my mom told him to. Like, I don't know how it happened. I just know that Grandpa was the one who took them off. But you guys had, like, your mom would park her car outside the garage, you know?
Yeah.
And then you guys also had, like, that dumpster in the middle. And I somehow, like... Long story short, I started rolling backwards and I didn't know how to stop and I slammed into the dumpster and I knocked myself out.
Oh my gosh, like out cold?
Yeah. And then my mom thought I was dead and so your mom was trying to keep her away from me, but I literally just knocked myself out. So my memory of it, because I was really little, but my memory of it is like training wheels off. And then wake up with everyone around you.
Oh my gosh. That's terrifying.
But I still ride bikes. Like it didn't stop me, but.
I don't have a bike. But I want to get one. Cause I think it would be a fun, like family activity or whatever. Once the kid actually knows how he's been using balance bikes are really popular for toddlers because it trains them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of using like the training wheel method to teach them how to pedal and steer, it teaches them how to mm-hmm. balance on the bike, on the two wheels and how to steer. And so Zeb talked me into this balance bike thing and I was like, we could just get him a bicycle with training wheels like normal parents. And Zeb's like, no, this is way better. Trust me. And the kid, to be fair, the kid can coast the most. I mean, he can cruise down a hill on that thing. Actually, I get scared sometimes because I'm like, he's definitely going to die. Or, you know, minimally hit a dumpster, knock himself out. Yeah, but no, right. he loves it. And there's this hill close to our house. It's definitely like a service entrance for the city for workers, but it's very much open and you can see it from the road or whatever. And it's paved. Mm-hmm. And so he calls it the Cool Hill. And he always will say, on the way home, we can stop at the Cool Hill. And we end up being at the Cool Hill for longer than we were on the actual bike ride. But yeah, he wants to go to the Cool Hill all the time. And we're like trying to keep him out of the garage because there's a huge box in there with a picture of a giant bike on it. And I'm like, yeah, we can't go to the Cool Hill today, buddy. And he's like, why not? And I'm like, we just got to, it's raining. And he'll look out the window and he's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, you just can't see it, but it is. Oh, it's raining. I heard it might snow. I don't know. So we can't do that. We can't go to the big hill. Cause you know, or like Zeb will, last weekend Zeb took the bike out of the garage and put it in the driveway. And then I made Ezra put his helmet on and go out the front door. But yeah, I don't want him to see that box because then he'll know. Oh, there's a giant, right. There's a brand new bike.
And then he'll want to go in there. Then you won't be able to keep him out of there.
Probably the box, actually. He'll make a fort out of it or something because that's what kids do. You buy them something expensive and then they just play with the box. That's a kid move for sure. I didn't think that was real.
It's a cat move, I know. Too, by the way.
And by, I was going to say, aren't they one and the same? Other than the cat looks at you like, if I could feed myself, I would not need you. In fact, if I could feed myself, I'd just eat your face. But the kid looks at you like, I love you. A kid is very self-reliant until they need someone to wipe their butt. That's what I've learned. So, but yeah, so anyways, we have stuff to talk about this week. This week we're going to discuss music, which I'm excited about. I have things that I like that I've always liked or things that I've, you know, been into for a long time, but I, just like my, you know, television recommendations, everything's very eclectic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what do you want to go first and maybe tell us a little bit about the music that you like or what you would recommend?
So I also use music to like whatever mood I'm in, you know, like if I need a therapist, there's certain music I listen to get out my aggression or whatever. Or if I'm having fun or if I just want to dance. I like music that makes me move. I don't know how... I dance and sing in my car while I'm driving,
same.
Which is quite interesting driving a stick, you know, because you're already doing so much. And then to, you know, throw in some twerking while you're trying to use three pedals and stick.
It's a full twerk. I don't know. Everyone's like, I thought Jessica said torque, but no.
No, I don't know how somebody that I know hasn't caught me yet. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm like, these people don't know me, and I'm like
dancing in your car. I
don't know.
I've been caught by strangers.
Well, yeah, but I've never been caught by somebody I know that's like,
I saw you dancing in your car,
and I'd be like,
yeah
so you don't do that in your car. If somebody put a camera in my car, I would be using gold.
That's kind of what I think too. Not for the best of reasons, though. I mean, it would be terrible. But I do. Do you have that thing where you memorize lyrics really easily? I not only can I memorize them, I know them for a very, very long time.
Oh yeah. I mean, my genre that I stick to, like my go to music, is like 90s R&B and rap.
And I can rap too, and I don't forget the lyrics.
Yeah. And well, actually, I will admit, recently I found an artist that I had forgotten all about, and it was recommended, and I'm like, oh yeah. And I went in and I was driving down the street and I was like, nailed it. And I didn't, because it's Twista. Oh, no. And nobody Mm-mm. can do that.
Yeah, but that's a whole different.
And so, yeah, he, I mean, it's more of like a blah, 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 and then you're like, yeah, I hit that.
I can't even remember the, yeah, no. It's funny. I spent a lot of high school trying to, like, I guess, forget my R&B and hip hop favorites, because I really wanted to fit in with the kids who were into like alternative and indie. And so I spent a lot of time mm-hmm. like investing in that kind of music. And I do love that kind of music very much, but it did not erase the love yeah. that I have for R&B, hip hop, rap, anything mm-hmm. hip hop, especially in the 90s and the early 2000s. That's
it. Yeah. I mean, even like the early 90s, one of them comes on and I can sing the whole song and I'm like,
shit, sometimes an 80s hip hop song will hit just right. Or like, yeah, early 90s, Belle mm-hmm. Biv DeVoe, Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe is my yes. shit. If someone wants to challenge me on it, let's go. Oh, never trust a big button to smile, that girl is poison.
Poison. One time I did get caught, and it was very, I used to work really, really early in the morning. When I first started at the call center that I worked at, I had the Ooh. 5 a.m. shift, and that almost killed me. That's a little too, I'm a morning person, but not that
yeah.
early in the morning. But so I used to listen to music to get myself pumped up and awake to go to work.
Yeah.
So that I could take calls at 5 a.m. And this I pulled up to a light and I was listening yes. to 50 Cent.
Talk to me about Curtis. Curtis. He's so handsome. Ivy was like an extra in that movie they filmed over there. No, she was. Shut up. She turned the corner as they were resetting to reshoot. She turned the corner and she just was face to face with him. And he like smiled at her and gave her a nod. And I was like, oh my God, did you die? And she was like, I died. Because he's so handsome. So handsome.
I've seen him. I've been to... Well, we'll yeah. talk concerts in a minute. But...
So we'll talk concerts in a minute, but anyway.
Yeah. So I'm at the... So I'm listening to 50 Cent, and it's really early in the morning, and it's like summertime, so the sun's coming up, but it's right. still kind of dusky out, you know? It's probably like 4:30 in the morning, I don't know. But I was listening to it, and I was rapping, I was moving, I was getting myself awake, and right. then I got stopped at a light, and something caught my eye, and I looked over, and there's these two guys as construction workers.
Uh-huh.
And he mouthed to me, like, he could hear my music, apparently, because I was trying to wake everyone up. And he rolled his window down and mouthed to me, all I need is a little bit.
Stop.
And I looked at him and I shook my head no, and the light turned green and I took off. sorry. So I have been caught.
Is he good looking though?
No. Not, okay, well, not then no. Really.
Then he doesn't need a little bit. He needs to break off nothing. What is a little bit of zilch?
No, it was just funny because I didn't know that I had it quite that loud. Yeah. And I was having a good time. I didn't care who was around. But then when he did that, and it was like, not only did he catch me, but he knew what I was listening to. And then he tried to hit on me by way of that. I was like, not interested. Bye.
I'm out of here.
Well, so I have been caught.
But. Yeah, we do come from a very musical family. I really love classic rock because my mom got me into that. But she also was really into like sort of like folk and like a country folk situation. So she really liked Jim Croce, I think is how you
Croce.
I was, yeah. And it, I don't know. She loved him. She loved James Taylor. I have that on vinyl. They loved the Carpenters. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. One of my friends in high school gave me all of his mom's Carpenters vinyls. And I,
that's cool.
It is cool. Cause he also gave me all of her Heart vinyls. And so, and I love Heart. Like I'm not a fan of the Carpenters.
Yeah. I think I am just because of it being played.
Yeah. When we were younger, you know. Very sentimental. Very sentimental. And even grandma loved it. So it was like everyone in the family kind of liked that. But I have a lot of classic rock vinyl. Just really good stuff. And I do like alternative. I've always been sort of like a rock and roll.
Yeah.
You know, but when it comes to hip hop and rap, I don't know. There's something about it. Like nothing kind of like grabs you. Like when the beat on a good song drops.
Mm-hmm.
And so
what I like about it too.
Yeah. I don't know. And like, I also really like lyricists, like words that matter. I like Mos Def. He goes by Yasiin Bey now, but I like Mos Def. I like Talib Kweli. But I also like Jay-Z. I like, just to be clear, I like early Ye. Kanye in the early days. Something about, and like, Jay-Z's The Black Album is so good. And I don't care. I do not care who wants to test me on this. But Jay-Z and Kanye then collapsed. So they collaborated on that because Ye made some of the beats for Jay-Z on that album. But then incredibly turned around and they made that album together. It is so good. It's so good. Every song on both of those albums, so good. Don't even care. Don't care who's judging me. Don't care who knows. So good. If Lucifer doesn't make you want to dance when you hear that song hit, Jay-Z's Lucifer, I can't. I don't know what to do. But I also love Nas. I love Nas. I love Common. Oh, so good. I love Eminem. I love Dr. Dre. I love Snoop. Snoop forever.
Mm-hmm.
Snoop forever. Also, there is nothing more pure than Snoop's relationship with Martha Stewart. There's nothing there's nothing in this world that is better than the love that those two have for one another. I have a child, and I'm saying this. Their love is so unique and pure, and I love their love.
Yes, I do too.
So good. Have you watched the potluck dinner party show that they have on VH1?
No, but I saw something on, I think it was like the Today Show, and they did like a Thanksgiving one or something.
Oh, they're laughing. So good. They're just so good. And he loves her so much. He just loves Martha, and she loves him.
Yeah.
They love each other so genuinely. They're like best friends. It is the purest, most wonderful relationship. I love their love.
And the oddest, like you would never, like back in the 90s or even the early 2000s, if you would have said they were going to be hanging out and and recording things together.
That's literally, literally one of my favorite internet memes is Martha and Snoop cooking together back when Martha had her own show.
Yeah.
And it was, check yourself, only one of these people is a convicted felon. Because she did that insider trading shit, right? Like back in 04, 05. But anyway. Snoop for life.
You're also forgetting about Tupac. Like,
there's no way I could ever forget about Tupac.
I got a lot of Tupac in my...
Yes.
Like, not even, like, the popular stuff. Like, the stuff that you find deep down in...
Yeah.
You know?
The B-sides. That real deep... Yeah.
Yeah.
The, you know, the deep cuts. The good stuff.
Yeah.
I love Pac. I don't think that there's never going to be anyone like Machiavelli. He was just so... Pac was so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And... he spoke to so many different people in a way that mattered before anyone else could even do it. Like, mm-hmm. topics that people couldn't even broach because it was so big and heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it, and he did it so well, and he sold so many records. And now he's just chilling on a beach in Cancun or something. He's alive. He's alive. I want to believe that. I have not dug into these conspiracy theories about how he is actually alive, because I think that I would start to believe that he is alive. Like, I would start, because I want it to be true so badly that he's not gone. But it's just, it's not possible. I mean, come on. He's not with us. But yeah, I love Pac. I also am a fan of the East Coast. I like Biggie. I liked Puff and Mace. Remember Mace? He was like this spoken rapper. Before Mumble Rap, there was Mace.
There was.
That is going to be my new hashtag. Or like my slogan is, before there was Mumble Rap, there was Mace. Because he was the softest spoken. He's left the game, apparently, for his faith.
Yes. But,
which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so good. Blackstreet, No Diggity.
Yep, they're in there. Yep.
Oh, so good.
You know, I also have, like, I realized, I like to say I'm a strong, independent woman, but then I get into my playlist.
I know.
And I rap to some very degrading stuff.
I know.
I have some very, people would be shocked at the stuff I listen to, honestly. I shock myself sometimes. I listen to Lil' Kim.
Yep.
You know, the 504 Boys. I don't know. I just... Ludacris. I have a whole bunch of stuff that I'm like, I can't believe that Soulja I listen Boy. To this.
Do you like Soulja Boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Master P and the whole family. That was one of my jokes at Red Lobster. I was like, nothing will make you laugh faster than watching a white person slowly say the lyrics to a rap song. And one of my girlfriends was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Shannon, make them say, na-na-na-na, na-na-na-na. And she just busted up laughing. And I was like, it's so funny. It's funny to just slowly say, because when you think about it, and it's not like put to music, and it's taken lyrically completely out of a song. And it's that it's so ridiculous. The Wu-Tang Clan. And you, do you like Wu-Tang?
Yeah.
Wu-Tang Forever.
They're in there.
Yeah. ODB.
I have so much.
In Peace.
Like, I just put it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it in. And I have the Mariah Carey ODB.
Yeah.
I forget that song. In there.
Yes.
Really
quickly. What was your first album? Like, your first CD, not like, what was your first CD?
My very first CD was Salt and Pepper.
Yes. Girl, and act like, yes.
Shoop and What a Man.
Yes. And Act Like
a, and I don't think
word to both of those songs. I know every word to both those songs.
Yeah. And honestly, I know all the words to that whole entire CD.
Yeah.
It was before the, you know,
the internet. We used
it
to
it was after the Push It.
Yes.
And Let's Talk About Sex.
Yes.
That wasn't the one. It was the one after that.
Yeah. Shoot.
But equally, I don't know that my parents knew what they were getting me because I was very young, like probably 10 or 11.
So I skirted that with my first CD. And I think I've told you this story. I skirted that with my first CD because Grandma made us do Secret Santa one year. And we have, again, we have 1 million cousins. And yeah. Our older cousin DJ got my name that year. And he showed up to the Christmas party and he was like, hey. And I'm in the fourth grade. And he was like.
He's a lot older.
He's a lot older than us. Not a lot older, but at the time it seemed like a lot older. You know what I mean? Like, it seemed like he was.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Plus he was a cool high school kid. And I'm just like this dorky, like. Fucking fourth grader. One time he asked me who my boyfriend at school was and I said Zach Morris. So it's it's not like I'm the cool one in this situation, you know? And so he goes, hey.
No, but I just mean he's like 8 years older than us if I had to guess.
Yeah, I'd say about offhand. Probably eight. But at any rate, he shows up, cool older cousin. He pulls me aside and he goes, Kimmy Kai, I'm your secret Santa. And I was like, oh, you are? And it was Christmas Eve. And he was like, yeah. What do you want for Christmas? And I whispered to him. I was like, I want Crazy Sexy Cool by TLC. And he left the Christmas party. And he was gone for like 2 hours. And he came back. And he was like, Merry Christmas. And he handed me the CD. And I was like, oh, my God. I hid it from my parents. I kept it very close to my person at all times. Until we got back home, and then I slept with it under my pillow. The case got so broken that eventually I had to get a new case. And I remember how you like pop the case apart and you'd all the stuff back down inside of the new case to make I cleaned it up. I think I might still have it somewhere. I might. I don't know. But literally that CD changed the game for female empowerment in hip hop. And the craziest thing is that those three women got so screwed on their record deal.
Oh yeah.
Hardly turned a profit.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and Lisa Left Eye Lopez, may she rest forever in peace. I loved her too. She was the first.
She's probably why I liked rap so
me
much.
Me too. 100%. I tell you right now, 100%. She's the first female who I heard flow. I never had heard a woman do that before. And I was like, I'm a girl and I can do that too. I didn't thought it was just for boys, like, you know, football or whatever, you know, I didn't realize that I was allowed. I thought I'm a girl, so I can't do that. Like I could sing the hook, but I can't rap. I can't. But there's room for women everywhere. If Lisa taught us anything, may she rest in peace, it's that there's room for females are the future, but they are also the past. She created room for other people like Cardi B, who, by the way, yes, I do listen to. I fucking love Cardi B. That Budok Yellow is my shit. And for Nicki Minaj, who I also love, I don't care if they beef because I love Nicki. Does not matter to me.
I'm not really a fan of either one, but
well, that's okay. You can miss out. That's fine. But I swear, if you listen to like some of the non-popular songs, because I know WAP is really in right now, but if you listen to some of Cardi's non-popular songs from her first EP, like the stuff that didn't get a lot of play, not Budok Yellow, but like there's this one called Cheap Ass Weave and that shit is so funny and it's hilarious. But Cardi was on a show, I think called Love and Hip Hop or something like that. She was on some kind of reality show before she blew up,
Yeah.
And they were doing a reunion for the show that she was on. And she pointed into the audience and she said, "You, why the fuck are you here?" And everybody stopped and everyone in the audience got quiet. Everyone on the stage got quiet. And she goes, "Why are you here?" And she's pointing, you know how she always has really long nails?
Mm-hmm.
She's pointing into the audience and she's like, "Why the fuck are you here?" And she's got her nail out and she's waving it around and she goes, "You said," and she's pointing to somebody. Now, we don't know who, I to this day don't know. I could not tell you who it is. "You said that I would never be anything but a stripper. And now you here watching me blow." And I thought that was fucking amazing. No one in the history of television has ever pointed into the audience and said, "You told me I would be nothing. And now you're here watching me explode. And I'm keep going until I'm the most famous person alive. And your words aren't going to stop me because you're not that powerful. You're nothing comparatively. You're in the audience watching me."
Yeah.
And that shit was like, dang, I got something. I got a lot to learn from Cardi B. What was this next level? Next level, my brain exploded. And then Lizzo popped off and I was like, this is my shit. I love Lizzo too.
I like Lizzo.
Lizzo's my shit. She's the best. She embodies everything that I want to be. She's so confident.
Yeah.
So what is it specifically about Lizzo that you like the most?
Well, what I like about her and also
Megan the
Trainor.
Oh, Megan Trainor. I thought you were going to say Megan the Stallion.
No. What I like about those two is that they're very much into who they are. Like, I get so sick of like the stereotypical woman, you know? Yeah. Like, we're all trying to be something we're not. Like, why can't we just be ourselves kind of thing?
All right. Well, they're positive about their bodies. They're into the body positivity movement, which is something that is just, as a person who has struggled with their weight, I have waited my whole life for a famous person like Lizzo to come along and do a show in a beautiful outfit that she felt confident in and didn't give a fuck what anyone else thought and was very proud of her own body and living in her own skin. And I grew up in an era where, like, especially in the 90s, where, because it was so terrible, we were pushed into thinking unless we were thin, we were nothing. And again, the objectification of women has been going on for longer than I think any of us really want to admit. But to see people like them who are so confident and comfortable in their bodies say, like, "I'm famous and you don't have to fit into this box of what society tells you you need to look like in order to do your own thing. You can look any way that you want to look, and you can, if that means that you work out and you're fit, if that means that you work out and you're not as fit, if that means that you don't work out at all because you like to do yoga and smoke pot in your underwear, like, that's not what I do, but that could be what someone else does, and I don't want to rob them of the opportunity to live their best life." But society does. Sure. Society wants to tell them that that's the lifestyle of somebody who's fat and lazy. And I also hate that being plus size is the connotation is that you are lazy. If somebody ever called me lazy, I'd be like, you have no fucking clue what you're talking about. Yeah. Because in order to get here, in order to do what I do so that occasionally I can sit on my couch and fucking do nothing, I had to work my ass off. And so the idea that because somebody is plus size that they're lazy is just so bogus to me. I fucking hate that shit. And that's what they represent to me. They represent this, like, I'm out here, I'm singing and dancing, and you're watching me. Because society says if you're fat, then you're lazy. This equals this. But it's not true. That's not math. That's like saying that something is science just because you want it to be science. What they represent and what I what I think that we what we're both getting at here, what they represent is the idea that your body does not define your ability, and your body is, it can be whatever you want it to be. And you're beautiful just how you are in your own body. Now, I'm saying that, but I don't necessarily always think that of myself, but that's because society has trained me to think otherwise. Like, that's all that there is to it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And I don't, I think that's anybody.
Yeah.
We're because even thin women have themselves. To say about their bodies, because women have always been defined by how we look. Is. Men are less. My husband doesn't even comb his hair. I mean, like, and he's got a coif, like a straight up just, and a beard too. I mean, it's just a whole thing. But he doesn't even comb any of it. And it's like, he's never been told, well, you know, to be taken seriously in an office, you should really lose 20 pounds. People have said that shit to me. If you really want to be taken seriously in this job, Kim, you should probably lose a little bit of weight. Maybe on your lunch, you can go run the park. I mean, and that's an old white man telling me that I need to lose 20 pounds to be taken seriously as his secretary while he sits in his office and eats Kentucky Fried fucking chicken every day. Because he's never been told in his life, in order to be taken seriously as an attorney, you really need to put the biscuit and honey down. You know? Such a double standard. Yeah.
Or, and, well, you know, like, okay, so you brought up the WAP song. I didn't even know it. My friends had to show me that song. Like, I don't have kids, and I'm not, like, always looking for the brand new music that comes out, you know?
Down WAP lane.
So, I did take a trip.
You don't want to, like, say, but that's where you're going.
So one of my friends is still here in town, and another one moved over closer by you. And so we went to go visit her. So we took a road trip and went and had like a girls' weekend or whatever. And during that girls' weekend, that song, it had only just come out, like, I don't know, maybe a couple weeks before, but
yeah.
They had already knew what it was. They knew the lyrics. They knew. So they show me and my jaw drops open. And at first I got like angry, like, what are these kids listening to? And then Aspen's like, girl, like, you listen to Lil' Kim. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, whoa, maybe I should put that judginess in my back pocket. But
I have a lot of bands. It would be too many to list that I really, really like. And I'm finding new ones every day. There's a ton. There's too many to list, but I have like, maybe I'll put together like a Spotify playlist or something and then just link it to the Facebook group. But there are a lot of indie bands that I like to listen to. I generally just let Spotify, like, I'll type in the name of an artist and then I let Spotify just like play music that's related to that artist. I do have like a couple playlists on there, but they're mostly just like songs that are older that I don't want to forget exist, if that makes sense. But no, what ended up happening was I ended up finding a lot of great bands and stuff that I liked. And I mean, in middle school really is when it started, the transition to listening to like more rock and alternative music, because I really loved the Foo Fighters. I don't know what it was. Something about the Foo Fighters really, really set off something for me. I don't know. And that sort of became this avalanche of like musical experience where I got into like At the Drive-In and just a ton of really great bands. And then in high school, it was like the Strokes were really popular and Jimmy Eat World hit. And I was like, that's so good. And then it went into like Death Cab for Cutie and things that got a little more mellow. And then I started taking like this trip back in time where I was like, I really like the Pixies and I also like the Cure. It's really funny because I started liking the Cure because a boy that I knew liked the Cure. And now I don't talk to that boy that much. He's a cool guy, but I still really like the Cure. So sometimes the things that you find on the journey are better than why you started to explore them in the first place. Does that make sense? It was like trying to keep up with their likes and dislikes and trying to keep it all straight and like understand that they were kind of elitist about it too, where it was like, if you like that, then you're not cool. And I'm like, but I, it sounds good. Like I really like it. Or
I know.
I like Jenny Lewis. I like Rilo Kiley. I am a big Cat Power fan. She's like super good, but those are all sort of more like Indian folk. And my birthday before quarantine, my boss and I saw Cat Power downtown. It was my 34th birthday. Mm-hmm. And Chan Marshall blew the fucking doors off. Like, it was so good. Oh my God, it was so good. It was incredible. And there's nothing like Seattle. There's nothing like a good show in Seattle. And just the area itself gives life to music. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but seeing a show in Seattle is like the whole experience. Like, we went to this amazing bar first. And we had drinks, so we took an Uber, we went to the show. The show was fucking phenomenal. Cat Power is amazing. She's like got this amazing, powerful voice, but she's witchy and haunting, and the show was so great. And it also just like it's something that my boss and I both enjoy, is like indie music and like strong female, like indie music. I don't know. But anyway. So yeah, I mean, I like a good female artist too. I think you're right. Everything has a time and a place. So the one thing I was going to tell you is I love and have always loved this band called Phantom Planet. They're like one of my favorite bands. And I know you know them. So they do that California song. I saw them live my senior year. I have been in love with them forever. They're like one of my favorite bands. Their first album, great. Their Jason Schwartzman, the actor, used to be their drummer. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then he pursued acting. Not sure totally what happened. He also has his own like musical endeavor now called Coconut Records that I dig. It's cool. It's very indie. But at any rate, I have always loved them, and I got wind a few months back that they dropped another album, and it's called Devastator. And I had no idea, because, you know, you listen to the stuff that you used to like, but you don't follow the people who make the music. So I hadn't been like keeping up with them as individual people. I'm just like listening to like the throwback to the music that I like.
Right.
Their last album came out in like, I don't know, like 2007 or 2008.
Right.
Like, it was a long time ago. And again, I'm a big fan. I love their music and have all of their albums. And so I downloaded, I got on Spotify and got Devastator because I have the Spotify premium, which I'm sure they get a cut of if they like put the whole album on there or something. I don't really know how it works. Because ever since Napster like changed the game for the music industry, I'm not sure how they get paid through platforms like Spotify. There has to be something. But anyway.
Oh, I'm sure they do, though.
I found out that the lead singer, his name is Alex. None of this is like really pertinent to anything really. But the lead singer, Alex, was engaged to the actress who was Captain Marvel. Did you see that movie, Captain Marvel? Where she's like, I'm a big of like Avengers fan. And I'm really into comic book shit too. Just like the whole Marvel multiverse. I even like the DC stuff, even though Batman versus Superman was fucking terrible. I don't even want to get into it, but like I'm sure it's a hot take for everybody, because just kidding, everyone didn't like that movie. But I'm a big fan of comic books in general, and I was not caught up. I didn't see Captain Marvel. And everyone's like, Brie Larson, she's amazing. She's a female superhero, all this different stuff. And you should see it because feminism and whatever. But I saw Endgame, which she is in. And Zeb was like, you don't need to see Captain Marvel apparently to watch Endgame. And I was like, good, because we have a toddler. So we really have to choose right now. And I'm not trying to like, I've been following this Avengers path for like a million bazillion movies right now. So I just need to see Endgame, you know? And so I was like, I can't take this foray into Captain Marvel when I'm sitting on Endgame. Like, I need to watch Endgame. So we watched Endgame. I finally saw it, like, I don't know. I have a toddler, so time is kind of irrelevant and it's hard to keep track. But I finally saw it, you know, I don't know, a year ago maybe, which was a long time after it was released. And I was kind of looking at the Brie Larson girl and I was like, oh, I should probably watch Captain Marvel and then I'll understand her character a little bit more. The whole album Devastator is about how there was somebody, she was seeing somebody else, and they broke their engagement and broke up. Yeah. And I was like, I never want to see Captain Marvel now. And Zeb was like, why don't I thought feminism and like Brie Larson? And I'm like, did you know that she cheated on Alexander Greenwald? And how could she? He's a musical genius. He makes pop rock ballads. This man is a genius. She's an idiot. Captain Marvel, just getting real high, you know, real hyped up about it. And he's like, you have strong emotions about these things. Well, that's the thing is, like, I in high school when I saw them live, he was literally, I was second row. It was like, it's general admission, so you're kind of all just in a big crowd. But I was second row back, and being that close to someone who is that talented, kind of, I've heard other people talk about this. When you're that close to somebody who is like that level of greatness, or like they have that amount of talent within them, you can kind of feel it coming off of them, you know? It's like their energy or something. I don't know. It's kind of weird to say it because it sounds like I'm talking. I'm like, now I'm going to read you your tarot cards or whatever. So, well, what was your first concert? Who did you see live for the first time?
Was in junior high.
Okay. So wait,
And
so let's set the scene. Junior high was the late 90s for us. So what would that
And
be? It was the height of pop.
yep.
Right? Okay.
Yep. And it was a boy band.
Was it at least better than the
Yes. I would say that for sure. Yes. It was NSYNC.
Oh, wow.
NSYNC
Okay.
was my first concert.
That's not good at all. JT holds up, man. And so does
I
Joey Fatone.
Mr. Funny Man.
He's with those impractical jokers all the time. Plus, we've already discussed how much I love Lance Bass.
Yes.
Lance Bass is a hilarious human being. His TikTok is life. I love him on social media. I saw his family on Family Feud one time, and he was hilarious. So,
Yeah.
I'm just saying he's held up. He's gold. I'm gonna put that out there.
I also, Aspen and I went to, my parents got us meet and greet tickets. It was up at Silver Mountain.
What?
And so you take the gondola.
No. No, Jessica, you
See
don't.
what I did there?
Yep, nope. Because you weren't in a gondola, you were in a goddamn gondola. You're putting emphasis on the wrong syllable.
No,
No, yes, you
look it
are.
up. They're
Madam.
both right. Look up, you listen to it. They say both.
The, Yeah, the internet robot lady does say it pronounces it both ways. So,
anyway, you were we were
bus, you took the gondola.
Yes, and we got meet and greet, and we actually got to meet O-Town.
Oh my god, I totally remember O-Town. I didn't until just now.
Yeah, making the band, I met O-Town, and I was very excited about it.
Wasn't the lead singer, wasn't his name Ashley?
Yeah, there was, yeah, I Ashley, thought that was Angel.
Oh my
god. There was, gosh, I can't remember all of their names. I feel like there was an Eric in there.
I don't know.
There was a Dan.
There are so many. To be fair to ourselves, there were so many boy bands.
There was.
LFO. People forget about that. Did you know that one of them passed away? Right after we graduated high school, one of them passed away. He was like 40. And he passed away from some kind of cancer. Very sad. 98 Degrees. Wow.
98 Degrees. I listened to them.
Nick Lachey. Yeah.
Well, I was in the car with my mom, and I had a playlist on Shuffle, one that I thought she would be okay
right,
with.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, O-Town came on, and, I don't know how old we were. I'd probably have to ask Aspen because she's got a better memory than me. We were like 8th or 9th grade.
I don't even know because I wasn't into it. By then I was already into the Foo Fighters and listening to alternative. So it wasn't like a thing for me, but I remember them.
But so one of their most popular songs is called My Liquid Dreams.
Okay.
And that came on with my mom in the car. And I was like, why did you let me, you understand what they're saying here, right? Like, why was I allowed to listen to this? And you got me meet and greet. Like,
that's funny.
Why did you allow me to meet them? Like, you need to go listen to that song. That's a pretty dirty
song. I was just going to say, is that about what I think it's about?
Oh, it's definitely about all right. What you think it's about.
Well, then they taught us that in 5th grade too. But they made the girls go to the library on Nocturnal Emissions Day, and they made the boys go to the library when they talked about menstruation. So the boys didn't learn about our fluids, and we didn't learn about their fluids. That makes sense.
No mixing of fluids.
We don't do that here. Not in the public school system.
No, I just thought, I mean, when it came on, I forgot all about the song. And then I was like listening to it and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, wow.
I do think that's very funny because our parents were pretty good about like keeping an eye on the stuff that we took in, I want to say. Like,
mine were in there.
Yeah, but it was almost like because they didn't know better. Like, my mom was like, no Simpsons, and no, I don't want any of that South Park. Don't you dare watch that stuff. Okay, great. That's great because they knew that that stuff was bad. But they got me the Blink 182 CD. Right. Take off your pants and jacket.
and
Blink 182 was my shit for a solid year. And I was like, I need Dude Ranch. I need, what was the Enema of the State? And I need Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. And my mom didn't even think anything of it. She was like, yeah, if you got to take off, I mean, and she's like, on cool, the cover. Yeah. Yeah, the cover of the album is a plane, like, take off, and then a picture of a jacket, a picture of pants, and a picture of a jacket. Yeah. And so my mom is literally just thinking that they're like, you know, right. And then you put on your PJs and crawl into bed or something. I don't know. And I was like, Mom, say it to yourself. Like, eventually, later, when I got older, I was like, Mom, say it to yourself out loud and say it fast. And she was like, take off your pants and jacket. I don't understand. They're just taking off their slacks and coat. And I'm like, no, Mom, that's not what they're doing. You know, like when I explained to her, like,
right,
Usher, who I love Usher so much. I don't even care. Like, it's, and it's objectifying and whatever. I don't care. He can take it nice and slow. I just don't. He can spell his name. He can take it as slow as he wants to. These are all just lyrics. I'm not being anything special. But it was like after she heard, like she was like, oh, okay, Usher, like at a church. And I was like, yeah, kind of. And then after she heard one of the songs, she was like, oh my gosh, what are you listening to? And I was like, but that's the thing is, like, she let us listen to Color Me Bad when she thought we were too young to understand the lyrics. And I'm like, let's break the ice, Mom. You didn't think I understood right. what they were doing?
Yeah.
And she was like, what are they doing? I'm like, breaking ice.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't know.
You know, it's really funny. It's really funny that you bring that up because I think there's some people that were put out there more so in a public eye for parents to like grab yeah. onto and put down and say, no, you can't see them. But then there were other people that kind of like didn't get that yeah. publicity and they didn't know. And so it wasn't a big deal. So like Usher yeah. was one of the concerts that I wasn't able to go
to. My mom definitely kept me away from R. Kelly, which... I was going to say, not every mom can say that.
Oh, that's a good thing.
So, good job, Mom.
No, that's So when I was 17, I think this is my favorite concert, honestly. When I was 17, I had the opportunity to go to the Gorge with older cousins.
I remember Summer Jam. And
go yep. to Summer Jam. Do you remember? So, my parents didn't want me to go, but I was working and had my own money and was like, well, if I buy the tickets, you can't tell me.
They were like, okay, we're just going to trust her and she'll make good decisions because she's a good kid.
Yeah. And so they let me go after giving our cousins some lectures about, me.
Yeah,
but I did get to go to Summer Jam and it was with
okay.
Kitty, who is
yeah.
and Alyssa. They're both 6 years older than us and their spouses came
right.
like there was, you know, we had a whole car full of people. They're 6 years older. So they're in their early 20s and we go to Summer Jam and there I saw
that's good.
Digital Underground. I saw
yeah.
Tyrese. I saw Genuine, which, by the way, I don't like him very much anymore because he showed up way late. He sang a couple songs and then he didn't even like interact with the crowd. He ran and jumped right back in the aww. Limousine and took off. Like, he was not my favorite person.
Well, some people just have that like a bad attitude. And to be fair, like, that's
there.
If your attitude is like that in Hollywood, you don't last very long. And when was the last time we heard anything from Genuine? I'm not trying to throw shade. I'm just saying, like, if that's the right. attitude you're going to have yeah. toward the people who are literally paying for that limousine. Yeah. Like the limousine doesn't pay for itself. Right. Yeah.
And those tickets were
not cheap. I don't care if you like the terms yeah. of the contract that you agreed to sign as a grown adult. We paid to be here. We paid good money and we work hard for our money. Unlike you, who just gets to like pop into a limo if you don't like the terms right. of your contract. So that's probably why we haven't heard anything from Genuine right. in a long time. Cause he probably doesn't get many offers anymore.
Yeah.
So
he's an ass.
Can I just,
let's see, who else was there?
I want to take this moment to say that first of all, Ron Funches has the best bit about Ludacris. And he says that Ludacris is the squirt soda of rappers. And he's like, I didn't ask for this, but God damn, if it isn't refreshing.
That's what? A perfect way to put it. But you know what it just made me think of? Earlier you were talking about if a white person takes lyrics that are rap. Ludacris is one of those ones say, like,
move, yeah, no,
bitch. It, Ron, get out
of the way. Ron Funches. I, mean? Like, I have to send you because I have the Funches of Us, which is his comedy album. I have to send you like a link or something to it, or you need to look it up. I think it might be on. If you have Amazon Prime or something, I don't know, maybe it's on Spotify, because he has a whole bit about that song and how it was like, it's something about like, it was a slow day at the grocery store and he was just like, move, bitch, get out the way. I'm trying to get a pomegranate. No, seriously, his whole bit some about squirt. Ludo was hilarious, but Ludacris is one of those rappers where if you slow it down, it's very funny. Like, just like Master P. But yes.
But he's an amazing entertainer too. Like, he brought energy to the stage. No, what was amazing about that being 17 and with older cousins and having that, so like, first of all, 57.
He's like, no, my fans.
They're like, you gotta go. And he's like, you wanna hear me? He started playing underground shit that nobody had ever heard of before. They were like trying to kick him off the stage. What was funny, as soon as he went on, like, everyone started smoking weed all around us, like you could smell it, and so you knew everyone had been sneaking it in because you had to be patted down.
So everyone, you're like, how did they get it in here?
They snuck it in because it instantly got really smoky. Yeah, so that was like, you know, being 17 and having everyone smoking weed around you, and then also.
Oh, wow.
The girls with their shirts coming off, and they put it on the big screen. And so there's like naked women with tops off, you know, flashing the different acts. Like,
do you, girl?
But it was just kind of like a growing up thing. It was kind of cool to be with the older cousins and have the whole experience. I think that's why I liked it so much. Plus, I just genuinely love Ludacris and 50 Cent.
I genuinely love both of them, too. All right, well, I'm gonna let you go. I'm going to not tell Zeb and just order pizza for dinner. And then... and then... also, I'm going to check my grades because I think my grades from last week are up and I had a big project I turned in last week in business econ, so I'm going to check that out. My marketing and statistics starts tomorrow. So, welcome to quarter two.
Oh, wow.
Q2.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you huge.